Hi, I'm Dave DeWitt, and today I'd like to talk about what the Bible says about apostles. The word apostolos, translated apostle or apostles, means sent one, and it occurs 80 times in the New Testament. In the Gospels, it occurs 10 times, always refers to the 12 men personally appointed by Jesus. The word occurs 28 times in Acts, 39 times in the Epistles, 3 times in Revelation. The verb to send, apostello, occurs 132 times in the New Testament. I'd like to say a few things about Matthias as a replacement for Judas, since it's discussed a lot in the Christian community. As a replacement for Judas, Peter led the 11 to choose 2 men, quote, who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us. And they drew lots for them, and they fell on Matthias, and he was added to the 11 apostles. There's no reason to assume the appointment of Matthias was illegitimate. It was as the initiative of Peter, but so were most of the early Acts of the church. Would we assume Peter's sermon in Acts 2 and 3 or his healing of the lame man at the beautiful gate or his defying the Sanhedrin's order to not preach? Were these things illegitimate because they were at the initiative of Peter? Matthias is not mentioned after this, but neither are most of the 12. The appointment of Matthias was never denounced by Jesus or anyone, and he was included in the early Acts of the Apostles, like the tongue-speaking, healing, and teaching before the conversion of Paul. Paul said Jesus appeared to the 12 and all the apostles before he appeared to Paul, so there's no reason to assume the appointment of Matthias was illegitimate. Now let's talk about the 12. The 12 apostles are repeatedly identified as a specific group throughout the New Testament. The 12 are unique in that they not only were commissioned by Christ to start the church, they were also to retain their identity as 12 apostles beyond this age. After the second coming of Christ, the 12 apostles will sit on the 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel, according to Matthew 19:28 and Luke 22:30. When we read about the eternal city, the New Jerusalem, we learn, quote, and the wall of the city had 12 foundation stones, and on them were the 12 names of the apostles of the Lamb, close quote. What about the Apostle Paul? When we read Acts 9, we're introduced to a 13th man by the name of Paul, who is called an apostle of Jesus Christ in 1 Corinthians 9:1. Paul is like the 12 in that, first of all, he witnessed an appearance of Jesus after the resurrection. Second, he was sent out as a witness by Jesus personally. Third, he had power from God to do miracles, signs, and wonders. And fourth, he associated with and was in fellowship with the 12. There's at least 4 others, Barnabas, Titus, James, the Lord's half-brother, and Epaphroditus, who are called apostles. But there is another observation we can make about those named as apostles. After Jesus commissioned Paul in Acts 9, there's no one else called an apostle except those connected to the ministry of Paul. The reference to Barnabas as an apostle was only made by Luke, and it's in a collective reference to Barnabas with Paul. Barnabas is clearly not appointed an apostle by Luke. James, the Lord's brother, was clearly recognized as one of the elders of Jerusalem before Paul, and only Paul called him an apostle. Many suggest there is both an office of an apostle and a gift of an apostle because of Ephesians 4:11 and 1 Corinthians 12:28. But again, those are only listed by Paul. Peter called himself an apostle, Peter also said, Paul, according to wisdom given to him, wrote Scripture. So we can assume that Peter recognized Paul as an apostle of the Lord. But except for Paul, neither Peter nor anyone else in the New Testament ever called anyone beyond the 12 an apostle. Others were sent out for ministry. The word apostle means sent one, and the verb form means to send. Certainly there is a sense in which missionaries might fit the description of someone sent out with the gospel. The verb to send, apostello, occurs 132 times in the New Testament. For example, Romans 10:15, how will they preach unless they are sent? That's apostello. Now, 1 Peter 1:12, through those who preach the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Here we have the Holy Spirit called an apostello, or apostle. These missionaries understood themselves to be sent by the Holy Spirit, and they were recognized as qualified by some assembly of believers, often by laying on of hands. So there is a metaphorical sense in which they're apostles, be a small letter A, today. This use is, however, confusing because it gives the word apostle to two different kinds of definitions. If we were to define apostle as the original 12 plus Paul, there are no apostles today. Here's why. The apostles were the foundation of the church. Ephesians 2:19 and 20. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you're fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the cornerstone. The church is described as a house with a foundation. The house sits on its foundation, but the rest of the house is not the foundation. A house does not continue to lay its foundation. So there's a distinction between the beginning of the church and the continuing of the church. The church is still being built, but the foundation is established. There's no new foundations, just as there are no new cornerstones. Paul called himself the last of the apostles. In 1 Corinthians 15:7 and 8, we read, quote, then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared to me also, close quote. In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul talked about the appearance of Christ, saying he appeared to him last. But notice that he talked about all the apostles and placed himself in the last of the group. The most likely way to understand this is that Paul considers himself not just the last to receive an appearance, but the last of the group of all the apostles. After the original apostles, only false prophets are found in the church. Revelation 2:2, quote, I know your deeds and your toil and perseverance, that you cannot tolerate evil men, and you put to test those who call themselves apostles, and they are not, and you found them false, close quote. Some teach that this passage reveals that the first century assumed there were others who were called apostles in the church, or they would not have evaluated them. Maybe, but notice that they did not find any other true apostles. This was written in the AD 90s, so no other new apostles ever identified after Paul's death in the late 60s. So notice this was before the Apostle John closed the canon of Scripture in Revelation 22. So after that, there'd be no new apostles, since an apostle might bring about new revelation from God. The apostles were given new revelation from God, but new revelation ended with the book of Revelation. Ephesians 3, 4, and 5 says, by referring to this, when you read, you can understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, as it's now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in the Spirit. In 1 Corinthians 13:8, he said, love never fails. But if they're gifts of prophecy, they'll be done away. If they're tongues, they'll cease. If there's knowledge, it'll be done away. And then in Revelation 22:18, I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues which are written in this book. The Old Testament prophets did not receive revelation about the mystery, which is the church age. That was only given to the New Testament apostles and prophets. But since new prophetic revelation ended with the book of Revelation, there could be no apostles today, or they would be a source of new revelation from God. The apostles had authority in the church, which they never passed on to anyone. 1 Thessalonians 2:6, quote, nor did we seek glory from men, either from you or from others, even though as apostles of Christ we might have asserted our authority. In 3 John 9:10, John writes, Diotrephes, who loves to be first among them, does not accept what we say. For this reason, I will come and call attention to his deeds. Only Christ and the apostles had authority in the church. The apostles could give directives as to what should be taught, how the church was to function, and who should be appointed as leaders. But no apostle ever appointed another apostle. They appointed elders, and Paul sent to Timothy and Titus to appoint bishops and deacons. These appointed leaders were to have responsibility in administering the activities of the church, but not authority over the church. Only the apostles had authority, which they did not pass on to other leaders. Today, only the Bible has authority in the church. Believers in leadership positions have only responsibility, not authority. No mainstream Christian theologian ever taught that there were apostles like the original apostles in the church today. Consider the teachings of Athanasius, Augustine, Aquinas, Wycliffe, Huss, Luther, Zwingli, Calvin, Wesley, Edwards, Darby, Moody, Ryrie. The covenant community would add men like Knox and Warfield, and dispensationalists would add men like Chafer and Walvoord. But none of them claimed that there were apostles in the church after the first century. So, as a conclusion, Jesus named 12 apostles, 12 original apostles, with Matthias replacing Judas. Then Paul was added by Jesus, especially as an apostle to the Gentiles. Paul expanded the definition of an apostle to include others connected to his ministry, but that began and ended with Paul. No other apostle sent out apostles, and those Paul sent out appointed elders, bishops, and deacons, but not other apostles. There was never a succession of further apostles. Beginning with the second century, leaders were called bishops, elders, and deacons, but no prominent church leader ever suggested there were apostles, or ever would be apostles, beyond the first century. Ephesians 2:19-20 once again, quote, you are of God's household, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. Thank you for listening. If you'd like more about this subject, there's a paper available on relationalconcepts.org.